In the coming year, whether it is this Ramadan that is coming, whether it is the months after that, the list of who is going to depart from the world has been given to the Malaika. Some ulama say it is Shab-e-Barat, some say it is Laylatul Qadr. But whichever one it is, this month that is coming, the correct mindset amongst every one of us, we learn, one hand is what shaitan will put. Ramadan, last year was Ramadan, this year is Ramadan, inshallah next year will be another Ramadan. That is what shaitan will put. The other, the mindset of iman, and not just iman, the mindset of intelligence. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, we find that generally Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba would report things they seen or heard from him. How would they report? Ra'aytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi, ajeeb hadith I came across the other day, he says, I saw a person, yasdurun nasu an ra'ihi. People were listening very attentively to his opinion, so my curiosity was piqued that who is this person. Different ways sahaba would report what transpired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, this type of mode of address is very, very rare and unique, where Abdullah bin Umar, try and contextualize this. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was in his early or late teens, 18 or 20 years of age. So it means that whatever transpired, what he is reporting occurred to a very young man, maybe 13 or 14 years of age. He says, أَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بِمَنْكِبَيَّ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came up to me and caught hold of me by my both shoulders and he shook me. Now you and I, immediately you can realize the difference between this message and Ra'aytu an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Dakhaltu ala an-Nabi, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I entered upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I witnessed this. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and caught hold of me by both my shoulders and shook me. And said, Ud nafsaka min ahli al-qubur. Abdullah, don't take anything for granted. Don't take this life for granted. Count yourself as if you are already in the qabr. So this Ramadan that is coming, this mindset, mashallah, Ramadan, little bit extra effort, fridges and freezers get full from now with the samosas and bhajiyas and preparations. And which is one Ramadan like that, many other Ramadan, come out of that mindset. Every one of us from now have to make this decision between us and Allah. Allah knows best how long that life. Allah knows best whether our names were in the list or not. But our attitude to Allah and our deen has to be this, that this is my last Ramadan that is coming. This is my last Ramadan, last opportunity. My Nabi told Ibn Umar, count yourself as if you are already in the qabr. How many signs there are around us? Look at the slaughter, the massacre that is happening in Palestine. Those people are gathering around, our brothers, our sisters, gathering around an aid truck and bombs are raining down upon them. Bullets are being fired indiscriminately. Allah make them amongst the shuhada, give them the highest ranks in Jannah. But understand, these are not indiscriminate acts. These are sirens. These are alarm bells. These are wake-up calls. Allah's mercy, we can't even imagine. This month that is coming, there are different mindsets. Some of us may be thinking, last weekend is coming, next week I need to finish the shopping, I need to do this, I need to do that. Allah forgive us, many of us, the haram activities that have, one, something is haram, we're supposed to stay away from it, it's become a part of our lives, so we need to get it out of our systems while Ramadan is coming. Different mindsets. Take stock of ourselves. What is our anticipation? What is our expectation? And more importantly, what is our preparation? This is a month, wallah, if you look at the lives of the Salaf Saliheen. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, he mentions in his Lataiful Ma'arif, كان بعض السلف يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. Some of the Salaf Saliheen from 6 months before Ramadan, 6 months before Ramadan, they would start making dua to Allah that Allah must keep them alive to reach the month of Ramadan. When Rajab would start, we know the famous dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. In anticipation of this month, our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts making dua 2 months before. Ya Allah, let me remain alive. Let me remain alive. Balighna Ramadan. Let us not be deprived of Ramadan. This is what we call makhluq. Whether it was the Salaf Saliheen, whether it is our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is still the creation of Allah. Look at Allah's intizam. Look at Allah's mercy. Inni anal ghafoorur rahim kataba rabbukum ala nafsihi rahma wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. We can't even imagine the mercy of Allah. Allah is ghani, ghani, ghani. Ana aghna shuraka yani shirk. Allah doesn't need me, doesn't need you. He needs no one. Totally independent yet. Look at the intizam Allah puts into place. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innal jannata latuzayyanu minas sanati ilas sanati lidukhuli shahri ramadan. Salaf Saleen 6 months before, Ya Allah keep us alive for Ramadan. When does Allah start the preparation of Ramadan for us? For you and I, when does Allah start the preparation of Ramadan? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah commands the malaika to decorate Jannat in anticipation of Ramadan. When does the decoration start? At the hilal of last year's Eid. For 11 months, right up till this year Ramadan, Jannat is being decorated for this Ramadan that is coming. فَإِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانٍ حَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَةِ. When finally Ramadan comes, imagine how excited the Malaika must be. 11 months, they are preparing Jannat for Ramadan. The whole year the preparation is taking place. Finally, that moment dawns. A wind starts blowing from underneath the arsh of Allah. The name of this wind is Muthira. As a result of this wind, what happens? The handles of the doors of the palaces of Jannat start clattering. The beautiful leaves of the trees of Jannah start flapping in this breeze. There is a rapidity, increase in the flow of the water of the streams of Jannah. As this beautiful wind blows and everything starts, an orchestra, a beautiful musical chanting starts occurring in Jannah as this wind is blowing, as a result of which Jannat also becomes aware something special is about to happen. So what does Jannat do? What does Jannat do? Jannat starts making dua. What dua? Allahumma ja'al fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukkana. Oh Allah, let there be those amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will make this Ramadan a means of them becoming the residents of Jannah. وَيَقُلْنَا الْحُورُ الْعَيْنِ. The maidens of Jannah, women of indescribable beauty, women whose beauty is such that the Qur'an, Allah's kalam, does not get tired of describing these women. وَحُورٌ عَيْنِ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. Time, no time to go into details. The Quran, jaga jaga, different places, Allah describes these women. they start making dua, Allahumma ja'al fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. Oh Allah, let there be those men amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will spend this month of Ramadan in such a matter, in such a manner. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ, that Ya Allah, you will make their nikah with the women of Jannah. Such anticipation, such excitement. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, this Jummah, unfortunately, time is absolutely limited. There's no, we can't even scratch the surface. But just few ahadith, and why I single out these ahadith is because they have the intonation, or we can see from the siyaq of the hadith that these were reminders of our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right on the onset of Ramadan. He didn't wait for Ramadan to start. Just before Ramadan, or just as Ramadan was about to start, when do you do this? Remind somebody about something just as it is about to start. From this we can understand our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't want you and I to miss out on even 1 second of this month. Ghanimat samajh lo bhai, ghanimat samajh lo, ghanimat samajh lo. Allah ki bahut bari tohfa hai. Value this, value this. Shahrul Tawbah, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Inaba, Shahrul Rahma, Shahrul Itqi Minan Niran, Shahrul Quran. This is Allahu Akbar. What names? Shahrul Dua. This is the month. This is the month. There is no greater superior month. There is no more valuable period. This is that dawning upon us. The riwayat of Anas bin Malik. Hada Ramadan. قد جاء فتحت فيه ابواب الجنه تغلق فيه ابواب النار تغل فيه الشياطين بعدا لمن ادرك رمضان فلم يغفر له اذا لم يغفر له فمتى. The riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Atakum Ramadan, shahru baraka, yakshakum Allahu fi, fayunzilu rahma, wa yahuttu al-khataya, wa yastajibu fihi dua, yanduru Allahu ta'ala, ila tanafusikum fi, fayubahi bikum malaikata, fa'aru Allahu ta'ala, min anfusikum fihi khayra, fa'inna shakiyya man hurima fi rahmatallahi azza wa jal. Two riwayats I mentioned. First riwayat, Anas bin Malik, Hada Ramadan, our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, excited. Ramadan has come. Hada Ramadan. Qad jaa. Oh my ummah, Ramadan has come. And what is Ramadan? Futtihat fihi abwabul jannah. Jannah is flung open. Jahannam is locked up. Shayateen are tied up. And then what does he say? Bu'adan. Warning to you, my ummah, if you find Ramadan and ignore it. Ubadah bin Samit riwayat, Atakum Ramadan. Atakum Ramadan. There is an undertone of excitement, of anticipation. Our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching you and I how to make istiqbal of this month. Ataakum Ramadan. Ramadan has come. Shahru Baraka, the month of barakat has come. Yakshakum Allahu fi, Allah's baraka is drowning you in this month, raining down upon you. Yunzilu Rahma, Allah's rahmat is raining down upon you. يَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ يَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا, Allah wipes away your sins. يَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَا, Allah accepts your duas. Allah accepts your duas in this month. How? Allahu Akbar. How? Sehri. Many of us think it's a musibat. Wake up for Sehri. Wake up that time of the morning. رَحِمَ اللَّهُ الْمُتَسَخِّرِينَ. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from the time of Sehri, from the time of Sehri, what are you doing? You are earning the dua of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ الْمُتَسَخِّرِينَ. May Allah's special mercy descend upon those who will make Sehri. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ لَيُسَلُّونَ. Verily Allah and Allah's angels, Allah sends rahmat. Malaika make dua for the one who gets up for Sehri. This is that time or that period. Allahu Akbar. One sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Sehri. My Nabi says, partake of this food. Why? Because this is the food of barakah. More than 17 Sahaba have narrated a hadith or sayings of Rasulullah SAW on the value of the time of Sayri and then Iftar. What does Allah tell us? وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah describes His malaika, millions upon millions upon millions of them. Allah says, the day will come, you will see them. حَافِينَ حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ. They are making tawaf, perpetual tawaf of the arsh of Allah. What are they doing? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. تَسْبِيح سُبُوحٌ قُدُّوسٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ. They are praising Allah prolifically every second of every moment. They are making tawaf of His arsh, making tasbih. Allah commands them in this month, stop your tasbih. Stop your tasbih in this month. What must you do? Say Ameen to the dua of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of Iftar. The time when you and I are worried about whose plate has got the bhajia and the samosa, and who's worried whether the halim is right or not, and who is involved in getting ready to go and do that cash for ash outside, and somebody is joking and laughing. Allah has commanded His malaika, stop your tasbih, and the dua that the Ummah of Muhammad SAW is making, say Ameen to it now. لا تراد. Rasulullah SAW said, الدعوة عند الإفطار لا تراد. The dua that is made at the time of Iftar, Allah will never reject that dua. Where is the value of the ummah? Rasulullah, yastajibu fihi dua. Allah accepts your duas in this month. And so what? What is the message? Yandurullahu ta'ala ila tanafusikum fi. Allah wants to look at you competing with one another. He's finishing one khatam, you finish two. He finishes two, you finish three. Allah forgive us. Cry tears of blood. Cry tears of blood when not one and two, but millions of the ummah, the whole Ramadan will go and two or three paras of the Quran won't get finished also. At least one khatam. At least one khatam. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, when Ramadan would come, such a great scholar, what would he do? Akhazal. He would close his kitabs. أخذ المصحف يجلس في المسجد. It's mentioned about him. He would take the Quran. He would sit in the masjid. And the whole month, drown himself in the Quran. And he would say, لا كلام بعد كلام الله. The month of Ramadan has come. The month of the Quran has come. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of the Quran has come. How can I speak anything else besides the kalam of Allah? Look at that. And look at what I saw a few years ago. I'm digressing. Time is limited. We were in one town, South Africa, not talking about a foreign country. Ramadan, they got special signs outside the masjid. One arrow pointing this way, parking for 8 rakats tarawih. One arrow pointing another way, parking for 20 rakats tarawih. Why? Because even in that 1 month of the Quran, the Ummah is still looking for a shortcut. I'm not going into the fiqh ikhtilaf, sunnat and not sunnat and bidat and whatever it is. Leave that one side. Where is the love for the Quran? إنكم لا ترجعون إلى الله بشيء أفضل مما خرج منه. مفهوم of the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The proof of the love that you have for Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم is the love that you have for the Quran. That is your proof. That is your thermometer. That is your yardstick. How much love do you have? You will never, لا ترجعون إلى الله. You will never find Allah. You will never get the closeness of Allah. You will never get the love of Allah. You will never get the taluk with Allah with anything more virtuous and more effective than that Quran which came from Allah. Quran is kalamullah. Quran is Allah's sifat. Quran is a limitless ocean. 1 month in the year, you are given an opportunity to drown yourself in the Quran, and then too, we're still looking for shortcut. Allama Munziri rahimahullah mentions the riwayat in his Targhib wa Tarheeb. For every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you 15 100 hasanat. I said, leave the ikhfiqi ikhtilaf, 8 rakats or 20 rakats or whatever. Where is the shock? 20 rakats, 40 sajda every night, 60,000 hasanat. Allah is giving you on that taraweeh. And we are looking for which masjid is Ya'lamun Ta'lamun. Which masjid the Hafiz will finish quickly as possible. One day, once I was in Ramadan in Jamaat, one town, we couldn't pass, we were getting late. We had iftar quickly and we were rushing for the program. I couldn't pass. The road was blocked. So I'm asking the person, there's some foreign qari come. What happened in this masjid? Why is it jammed up like this? He said, Maulana, this masjid, they read the last 10 surahs. Taraweeh is over before you can think about it. This has become the love and attachment with Quran. One time in the year. Why do we have to fill our stomach so much at the time of iftar that we can't stand in taraweeh? 60,000 hasanat for every sajda. Allahu Akbar. Imagine our Imam Sahab, Allah give him long life, if he had to make an announcement here that listen, first Ramadan, Glennon Road, Sufi Masjid, underneath the Musalla, whoever will come for Taraweeh will be 1500 rands. Wallah, that parking outside too will be too small. Everything will be full. Why 1500 rand? What is Allah giving you? 60,000 hasanat every night. For every sajda, taraweeh salah, Allah will give you a palace made out of red ruby in Jannat with 70,000 doors. For every sajda, in taraweeh, outside taraweeh, of the month of Ramadan, Allah will give you one tree in Jannah. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and he will not cross the shadow of that tree. This is such a month. He said, فَيَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِي. Allah wants to see you competing in this month, not relaxing. Badr was in Ramadan, Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. Relaxation, take it easy, I got headache, I'm suffering from depression, I got this problem, that problem, I got wepari. All that, do that 11 months of the year. Not Ramadan. Not Ramadan. Ramadan, the least, there has to be the shock. The riwayat of Salman Farsi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان. Salman Farsi says, it was the last day of Shaban. Now Ramadan is almost on the heads of the Ummah. What happens? خطبنا Rasulullah says, gather Sahaba, special khutbah. يا أيها الناس قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك. قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن الله أكبر. Lengthy hadith, no time, you already run out of time. Oh Ummah, oh humanity, a great month has come. A month of barakah. Adhallakum shahrun azeemun mubarakun. A month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. A month you will do nafil, Allah will reward you with 70 nawafil. You will do, Allah will reward you of one farz. You will do one farz, Allah will reward you 70 farais. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to terminate on this, we've run out of time. Leave one farz, 70, Allahu Akbar. Fasting, the amal of Ramadan. Many of us are worried. I got diabetes, I got this sickness, that sickness. Worried about feeling thirsty, what about this, what about Allahu Akbar. Law anna rajulan, law anna rajulan, sama yawman tatawwa, thumma u'tiya mil al ardi dhahaba, lam yastawfi thawabahu duna yawmil hisab. Pagal, foolish, ungrateful insan, look at the mercy of your Rabb. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if one ummati of mine, if one ummati of mine has to keep not Ramadan fast, not Ramadan fast, sama yawman tatawwa, has to keep one nafil fast, nafil outside Ramadan. And then look at the imagery found in this hadith. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah calls this person on the day of judgment. And then this 24,000 kilometer ball, this whole earth, is turned into pure gold, the gold of Jannah, and presented to this person that your Allah is giving you this in exchange for the one nafil fast. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, this also, what I have described to you, will not equal what Allah is going to give this person for the one nafil fast. So what is Allah giving you on the fast of Ramadan? What is Allah giving you? What Allah is giving you? لا يعلم ثواب عامله إلا الله. Hadith tells us clearly that no one really knows what reward besides Allah. Malaika will get tired of counting. Calculators will fail. What Allah will give you if you will value this month, every second of this month, for Allah's sake. Don't complain. My Nabi cursed, he was Rahmatul Alami, cursed that person who treats this month lightly. It's like an ocean in front of us. Somebody goes to the ocean, he gets one bowl. Somebody gets a bucket. Somebody fills a whole tank. It's not that the water is less. The water is already there. What is the size of your container? How much are you prepared to take? If nothing else, we've run out of time, take this much. For Allah's sake. This majma that we are seeing in Jumu'ah for Ramadan, at least every salah. 5 times salah in the masjid like this. This is the least qadr and appreciation that we can show for Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq.